You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Psalm 34 and verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. One revelation you must have to have a successful walk with God is that God is good. You must have the revelation of the goodness of God. You must become convicted that God is good. You see, the reason is this. Satan is a slanderer. And Satan, at some point, will bring thought in your heart to begin to doubt the goodness of God. Satan has enough pictures to show you, to suggest to you that God is not good. If God is good, why did he do this? If God is good, why did he allow this? Those kind of thoughts will be coming to your heart consistently. But you must know the goodness of God first by faith. You must say to it that God is good. You see, you don't have the capacity to judge God. You don't have the capacity to determine whether what God is doing is good or is bad. So if God says to us that he is good, we must believe that God is good. Then the second note is that you must taste God. If you don't taste God, it will be very easy to convince you out of God. It is very easy to deceive you out of God, to begin to doubt God, or at least to doubt the goodness of God. It is a man who has tasted God that stands firm, knowing that God is good. And I tell you, if you taste God, you will find him to be good. You are saying God is not good, but the way to know whether he is good or not, you have not even tried it. He said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. What does it mean to taste? To obey his word. When you take God's word and obey it, you are tasting God. That is when you will discover that God is good. You cannot know how good God is really until you begin to walk in his word. But when you walk in his word, you will discover that he is good. When disciples stopped following Jesus because they could not accept his teaching, the 12 disciples did not go away. Peter spoke on their behalf. He said to Jesus, when Jesus turned to him and said, you are still here, won't you also go? Peter said, where will we go? Thou has the word of eternal life. You see, the disciples have tasted God, and so they had nowhere else to go. But those who tasted miracles, those who tasted fish and bread, they went away. They turned back from following Jesus. It was only those who had tasted him personally. Those are the people that will not turn back. Many people today have only tasted miracles. They've only tasted bread and fish. They have not tasted the Lord himself. So once there seems not to be bread and fish, once the Lord steps up the teaching, they turn away. Once they are faced with the conditions for discipleship, they turn away. So brethren, you must taste that the Lord is good. Don't allow Satan to deceive you in your heart, suggesting to you that God is not good. See, God is good and nothing can change that. In fact, nobody is good but God. How can you, that you are not good, now be the one judging whether God is good or not? That's why the next part of that scripture rather says, blessed is the man who trusts in him. It is a blessing to trust in a good God. Brethren, God is good and he remains good forevermore. Amen. Thank you for listening. For inquiries or counseling, please reach us on this number. +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.